or for Damon, you can email it to me at any time. Do it right now if you can. DJ@themix93.com. That's DJ@themix93.com. We'll be back. Damon Witten filling in for Mel Pearson on The Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel Building in Hancock and the Library Restaurant in Houghton are proud sponsors of all of our youth and high school sports and wish all the local teams the best of luck in the 2013-14 athletic season. The Library Restaurant in Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen invites everyone to stop in these fine eateries before or after you go support your local favorite team. The library is known for a great diverse menu for any appetite, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen features their famous Sunday taco bar starting at 11:30, serving tacos and enchiladas. In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M 26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Invest Financial Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, it's 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Mom, please, get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state.
Visit your Kelly Jepson State Farm office in Houghton. Call 482-1210 or visit the website for more information.
Well, if you want a fail-safe way to enjoy everything this year, just head over to your local retailer and pick up some ice-cold Coke Zero. See what they did there? Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combined to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, what else is possible? Coke Zero. Enjoy real Coke taste and zero calories. Proudly sponsoring the Mel Pearson Show, the Hancock Bottling in Hancock. Damon Witten is with us here today, filling in for Mel on the Mel Pearson Show. And what a weekend of scores to look at. And we go right to the Ferris State and Minnesota State weekend at Mankato. Damon, were you at all surprised to see 6-2 and 4-3 in favor of the Mavericks?
Well, probably not surprised to see Minnesota come out on top of the weekend, even though I think Ferris has a great team and obviously have shown that all year long. But yeah, the offense you talked about with what Mott's done this year and how good defensively Ferris is, I think those scores were definitely surprising, and some fireworks to end the game there Saturday. Mm-hmm. But it was an intense series. I was able to watch a little bit of it, and two good hockey teams. Minnesota State's kind of where people thought they would be after a bit of a slow start, and those two teams are sitting at the top of the conference right now. So it was a great weekend of hockey as people anticipated.
The goals, did you have a chance to watch many of the goals? Were they good goals given up? For Mott, I'm just, there's six goals, man, and we had so many shots. So we couldn't score on the guy.
Yeah, Coach and I talked about it Saturday at our game. He watched more of Friday. I didn't get to see much of Friday's game, but I watched the highlights from Saturday. And, you can't sit there and say they were unbelievable plays or these great things, but they just kind of, Mankato took advantage of their opportunities and buried them. Their power play was great on the weekend. I think they went 5-for-11 or something along those lines. And, special teams is such a huge part of the game, and Mankato's got some high-end skill, and their power play did a great job for them, and that's the difference on the weekend.
6-2 on Friday night in favor of Minnesota State over Ferris State, and 4-3 the final on Saturday night. And Mott was pulled, I believe you had mentioned, late in that Friday night game. But Northern Michigan with a 5-4 win over Fairbanks on Friday night. Alabama Huntsville and Anchorage tied in overtime on Friday night. So Northern Michigan playing some pretty good hockey right now, aren't they?
Very good. Ludwig goes out, and a lot of people thought there'd be a big fall off. He played so many minutes for them and ran their top power play, and I think a lot of people thought they'd really miss him. But they continue to roll pretty good. Defensively, they've been outstanding. Dahlstrom's been very good for them in the net, and You know, they're a tough out, and it's funny. You know, you watch their box scores and you check, and most nights they get outshot pretty heavily, and they win by a goal, 2-1, 3-2, something like that. So they've continued to do a great job defensively and find a way to win hockey games.
In the second game, in the Saturday night games, it was Alaska Fairbanks 4-3 over Northern Michigan. So they even up there, and it's from the Huskies' standpoint, that might be a good thing. Hey, when two of those teams that we're battling with cancel out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for the point we're at right now, you know, we've got to start watching those scores, and you know, those teams at the top, they can keep running away with it and winning games, and you know, we'll take any help we can get. We've put ourselves in a situation that is certainly not ideal. So anytime those teams around us are splitting points is probably what we need to put ourselves in the best spot for the playoff picture.
The Seawolves of Anchorage came back and beat Alabama Huntsville on Saturday night by a score of 4-1, but Alabama has that ability, even though they are on paper quite a bit below the rest of the league right now as they try to rebuild and get to a team that is more competitive. You never know what can happen from night to night, and they've already showed that with a win and a tie.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and there'll be more for them down the stretch run. Like you said, I mean, they've been a couple years out of a league, and the recruiting's already picked up with what's going on down there and getting in the WCHA. So they'll be a tough out, and you know, Anchorage has to go on the road. That tough travel schedule they have, they get down there and get that tie Friday night. I think what happens, what you've seen most of the year with Huntsville, is Friday night they get beat up pretty good Friday night, and then I think the next night it's pretty natural for your players to think, well, it's point night or it's going to be easy, whatever the case may be, and that's where they've had a lot more or a lot tighter games and taking advantage of some opponents maybe looking past them on those Saturday night games, which is a little bit opposite this weekend.
Notre Dame has had the luxury of having some pretty good WCHA teams in their building this year. Us, of course, and over the weekend, Lake State University lost both of those games.
Well, you know what? I got back late Friday night and turned that game on as soon as I got in, and Lake State was up 3-2, 8 or 10 minutes to go, 13 minutes, something like that to go, and all of a sudden here comes the Hockey East mm-hmm. Refs and some questionable calls.
I heard about this.
You don't even know their penalties is what they are. And you know, Notre Dame was playing well. They were carrying play for sure, but they got a couple breaks, and all of a sudden it went from 3-2 to 5-3 within 4 or 5 minutes like that. So Lake State probably let a game get away from them on the road that they had a chance. They were up late Friday night.
Anything else over the weekend, Damon, that score-wise that kind of surprised you or was notable in your book?
Well, I think a lot of the top teams, you know, went down. I mm-hmm. mean, whether they didn't all get swept like Ferris State did, but a lot of the top teams took a loss. So I think the top of the national rankings will be a little bit jumbled up this weekend beyond the Gophers, you know, continuing to do what they've done all year long. So there'll be some shakeup among those top teams, and standings or the national rankings will look a little bit different here later tonight.
So we're getting set to take on Ferris State again. Again, a very strange schedule, as we've been beating to death, how we play them two games, have a week off, and then we'll play them again. How do we prepare differently, or do we prepare differently for this round with Ferris State?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think if you go back to Saturday's game and the adjustments we made, we were very happy with them. I thought offensive zone possession time, they do a very good job in their D zone. They're an outnumber, they're a surround type team. So the adjustments we made were, you know, on first touch, try to wrap pucks to the weak side or release them back to our D, and that allowed us to really dominate time of possession, shots, scoring chances, things like that. So we're very happy with that. We'll continue to drive that into our guys this week as we get more into a Ferris preparation week. You know, and then we've done some things in terms of battling net front. So after we release that puck, our forwards got to beat their defensemen to the net. And then a huge point of emphasis has been our D. We got to find a way to get more pucks to the net. I mean, they really layer. They really block shots well. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but they had an unbelievable amount of block shots that Saturday night. Yeah. And so we've got to find a way for our defensemen to get pucks through. And then we've done a lot of that with our forwards battling, presenting their sticks to be a tip option, and then finding that puck off a scrum and not allowing yourself to get tapped. They did a good job. You know, they probably get away with some, like any team does in their net front, but they really latch on and tie up your stick and hold and scratch and claw to not give second chance opportunities up. And so we've got to do a better job with our forwards battling and getting ourselves loose to find that loose puck.
Tanner Carroll with 8 shots on that Saturday night game, in that Saturday night game against Ferris State. Blake Pietola with 6, I believe. David Johnstone with 5. I mean, most players dream about having 5 shots on goal in a game, and we had three or four players that had that.
Yeah, we did, and it was a good game. I mean, it was a great hockey game. We did everything but win the game. I mean, there's not too much more you can ask of your players in terms of effort, intensity, discipline. You know, we were very happy with a lot of things beyond the end result, and that's been the story way too much this season. You know, we've got to find a way to break out of that, both